are listening to The Daily American. Now here's your host, Dan the Man.
Daily American is proud to announce a partnership with Skip the Warehouse. Skip the Warehouse is a United States Marine Corps veteran-owned and operated HVAC distribution center, which ships all across the great United States of America. Whether you are a contractor looking to partner with the distributor or simply a homeowner looking to replace a filter, skipthewarehouse.com is the place to go for all of your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning parts and equipment.
We are back with the Daily American. Per usual, I just want to thank all listeners around the world. We are still currently hovering around the top 1% of podcasts worldwide, which is a huge accomplishment. People are listening to this podcast, and you know, it means a lot to me. And it's a big deal being able to share these, you know, awesome stories of perseverance and walking people through, you know, the individual struggles that many of us deal with on a regular basis. With that being said, destigmatizing mental health issues, certainly not easy, and it can be overwhelming at times, but it would be semi-hypocritical if I were just to throw in the towel and give it up. So what I'm going to do is we're going to walk through the past few episodes since the last Daily American update, and we'll go from there. Janet Miller actually kicked us off with the perfect storm, and you know, she walks us through her story of how suicide, you know, really took a toll on her and her family, naturally, and where she's at today and her ability to overcome that. And it's definitely a powerful story. Check it out. It's called The Perfect Storm. Then we go into Perseverance 101, and this is a story of Jimmy Kern, who just about since he was, you know, in diapers, was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy, which is a debilitating disability, even though he doesn't consider himself disabled. And he's found ways to overcome that with starting his own business, Disabled the Brand, the clothing line. Check it out. And also writing a children's book on perseverance, all while working a full-time job. Phenomenal story. Shout out to Jimmy Kern. Next, we got Mr. John Penman. He's an aspiring artist. He certainly has a following, with Daddy Nodding In and Out of the Ottoman. The title speaks for itself. His father was addicted to drugs. We touch on addictions. Most importantly, his outlet being music and where he's at today. And I know he's getting ready to drop an album soon. And you guys should give John Penman a follow, look him up, YouTube, Google him. I mean, I guess you've made it in a way when somebody can Google you. Currently, you cannot Google the Daily American just because I don't want anybody. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just not there yet. Just making some jokes. Next, we got Playmate Deborah Driggs. She was on the cover of Playboy, and she walks us through her childhood of independence at a very young age, and you know how that kind of catapulted her into her acting career. Next, we have the Arturo of Discipline, or the Art of Discipline. Arturo is his first name. This is a pretty phenomenal guy that I had the pleasure to serve with, former U.S. Army Ranger. He just talks about the pitfalls he faced as a young man and how they were paralleled upon his exiting of the Army. And his, you know, his biggest thing is discipline. And you can see that with how he practices Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu on a regular basis and maintains that principle in all aspects of his life. After that, it was an interview. It was actually the first interview I've done that I've actually flown. You know, I hopped on a plane and I flew down to Tampa Bay, Florida, and Command Sergeant Major Jeff Elliott, who is the president of Rat Pack Worldwide Security. He is a 2-time Bronze Star recipient and 2-time Purple Heart recipient. Bronze Star is awarded for heroic action in combat. Purple Heart is being wounded in combat. He shares a story from a very young age dealing with some struggles, some deaths of very close family members, and you know, where he's at today, being the president of Rat Pack Worldwide Security. Now, in a few weeks, we're going to hear Mr. J.R. McIntyre's story. You know, this one is extremely powerful. I was able to knock that out while I was down there in Tampa Bay, Florida as well. Just make sure you're sitting down for this one. It's something to be heard, and it's tough to believe where this man came from, what he's been through, and where he's at now. Last but not least, we have 12 hours to live, and that is with Mr. John David. He was he's a Canadian folk, and he was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, literally given 12 hours to live. He was medevaced out. Now, fast forward 12 years later, he's backpacking the United States and treating each day like it's his last, and it's something to be said about that. You know, I think we all can take a little page out of that book, and we should all live each day like it's our last. That's not saying go ahead and make some of the decisions that the Daily American has made in the past, but you know, we should appreciate and strive to live in the present and not dwell on the past too much. Certainly acknowledge it, try to move forward from it. Definitely don't give yourself an anxiety attack about the future. I mean, we all do that. It's unnecessary if we can all just, you know, be mindful of the present and where we're at this very moment. Life would be that much better. It's just a lot easier said than done, unfortunately. Check out Everybody is Terminal on Mr. John David. He'll be on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Follow his story. I mean, it's pretty awesome what he's doing. Now, we also have an announcement to make. I'll wrap this thing up. In the coming weeks, we have some awesome stories. I've already mentioned one of them, but there's, you know, I'm a few weeks out with interviews, thankfully. Finding people to interview has not been as difficult as I thought it would be, because it takes a certain aspect of vulnerability to come on here and, you know, share what you're struggling with or what you have struggled with, or, you know, realistically just come on and talk. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do. And I do appreciate each and every person that has shared their story or part of their story on the Daily American. It does mean a lot. And, you know, that's why this podcast is trending upwards, because people are listening to the stories of the individuals that come on. I mean, clearly it's not what I'm doing. It's the individuals that come on here, which are making this podcast, and I can't thank them enough. Also, the big announcement we have, first of all, today is my birthday. Happy birthday. I'm 33 years old. Surprised I'm still around, but I'm still here. Even though I do try to, you know, again, going back to, we got to appreciate each day for what it is. And at the end of the day, I mean, life has taught me that this is all just temporary. I try not to personally attach myself to too many things, especially materialistic things. But in another sense, you know, our loved ones. I mean, I was reading a book, Walking with God Through Pain and Struggle, and I think the Stoics, I don't know all about the Stoic people, but I know they were back in the day, and they believed in not attaching themselves to anything to an extent that when that thing is gone, that it's going to be detrimental towards their life. And it's certainly an interesting aspect. Shout out Mr. Andy Boston. He is the owner and operator of John Stone Supply, the Boston Group, out of the Northeast United States. And he gave me the book. When I'm reading, it's tough for me to pay attention. Even if I'm listening to a book, it's tough for something to grab my attention for that long. But that part of the story certainly stuck out, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, if we try not to attach ourselves to anything on this earth based off the fact that it's all temporary. I mean, we all know that we all have, you know, a clock. The clock's ticking. And although having children and your parents and your loved ones, it's so hard not to attach yourself to all those, you know, your loved ones. It's like, it's extremely difficult to do so. I don't even have any children, but I can imagine it'd be very, very difficult. But at the end of the day, you know, teaching some sense of that to those around us should, you know, it should be beneficial, because one way or another, you know, either we are or they're going before us. And it's like, you know, death is, it's an extremely interesting topic. Again, these are just my personal beliefs, and I could have absolutely no clue what I'm talking about, which is probably, you know, semi-true, but, you know, take that, the grain of salt, or take it for what it is, and we'll move on there from there. I don't know how I just started rambling about that. Anyhow, 33 years young today, and I can't thank you guys all enough for paying attention to this podcast, for following this podcast, for listening. It does mean a lot. Now, the big announcement, that wasn't the big announcement. My apologies. That was not the big announcement. It's just another birthday. But the Daily American Coffee Company has launched. So, you know, if you're a supporter of this podcast, or if you just love coffee, maybe give one of my bags of coffee a shot. They can be found at www.thedaily-american.com. All the stories from every person, every individual that has come on this podcast can be found on that website as well. And again, they're just bags of coffee. If you're not a supporter of this podcast, then you're not listening to this. And I, you know, go, but somebody tell somebody about my coffee and maybe somebody will buy it that's not listening. The whole point of it is to bring more listeners to the podcast and, you know, naturally sell something. I'm a salesman. That's what I do by trade. I sell HVAC stuff for Mr. Andy Boston and Johnson Supply. Boston Group, excellent company to work for, definitely the best Johnstone in the United States and in Canada, Mr. John David. All right, guys, again, thank you so much. Hope you guys all have a blessed Wednesday, and we'll go from there.